broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where everybody could be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
We are back. Is this our first show of 2020?
First show of the year.
Yeah.
2026?
2026.
You know I fucked up and said 2025, right?
When?
You did?
Just right now.
Oh, like, shit.
I'm stuck in the past.
Bro. Damn, I missed it.
What the hell, man? We're in 2026?
Yeah, that's wild, man.
How quick was 2025? You think it was quick or think it was like pretty?
It felt pretty like... tragic for a bit, like felt like it was taking forever, and then the last 2 months just fucking cranked
it
up.
It's always like that, right? Like the end of the year, it shit goes quick when the holidays. I think after October, I think once October hits,
that's it. It's just
that shit's just quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's quick. But 2026, man.
Yeah, I didn't start off the year right this year, man.
Why not?
I just got into a freaking little fender bender.
What?
Well, it wasn't my fender. It was like the back door of the driver's side.
No.
I was on the freeway, and this big rig, this 18-wheeler, just decided to change lanes right next to me. Like, I was right by it. I was kind of like, we were going like 20 to 25 miles an hour. And I was just kind of moseying along. Like, probably the next car in front of me was like 20 yards in front of me. And as I was like kind of just passing it, I was on the slow lane too. I was like, that's the safest lane, I thought.
Yeah.
And that fucking truck, I'm not going to say that because I got to tell you about this person. The truck driver just decided
to merge.
Just to change lanes in front, like right next to me.
He said, I hate BMWs.
And I don't know what happened, man. Like, I just saw a wall. Like, coming at me.
Fuck.
And as I looked up, no, I didn't honk because I didn't have a chance to. I just yanked the steering wheel, and I got maybe halfway into the next lane, maybe a little bit more, when I heard honking. And I just heard like a little bit of like
just a tap.
And I was like, okay, it's not that bad. And I got into the other lane because there was one lane on my right side that had just opened up so they can exit. So if it wasn't for that, probably would have hit another car next to me, right? But when I heard the honking, I thought they were already in that lane, and I'm gonna fuck somebody up. And I was just bracing for fucking another accident, right?
Yeah.
Because if the truck didn't hit me, but I'm trying to get out of the way and I hit the other car, whose fault is it?
It's your fault.
Is it really my fault?
It is. It is because there's no proof that he merged towards you or some of that.
So that's one of the things. So I would have just gotten pretty much killed if I would have stayed, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of have to.
You got to move.
Yeah. So.
You got to move. But you know what? If you would have starred in the movie Fast and Furious, you would have been. You would have went.
You would have learned anything.
You would have went under the trailer.
Yeah. Like, you would have just stayed there.
Like Toretto?
Yeah.
I did have a little black car.
There you go.
Shit. I didn't drop it though.
Shit.
Hey, did you like get like scared like that shit was gonna like hit and you just
nah. Nah, I didn't feel anything. I didn't.
You know what?
I didn't panic.
I'm always scared of like big rigs because I always feel like they're gonna like topple, and just sandwich your ass and shit.
Yeah. It's called the what do you call it? The Final Destination effect.
Yeah.
I think we're all scarred with that shit, bro. Every time I'm like behind a truck that has like big pieces of like. What is it, like lumber or whatever.
Wood, whatever.
Yeah, like. I try to
go around it.
Yeah, because it's like right away you start picturing all kinds of shit, and I'm like, yeah, that'll hurt.
Yeah, man. Because if one of those ties breaks, they just start tumbling down.
Yeah. Yeah. So
what happened? So you told the guy, like, pull over, or he pulled over, or
well,
how did you even get the attention? Because I think a big rig, I mean, well, yeah, he probably felt the.
That's
the
what I want to know. Like, did they feel it?
He should have felt it.
It really sounded like like, that's it. That's all I heard. So I thought, oh, maybe they didn't hit me, right? Like, but I was like, nah, let me check. So I went into the right lane, and then I kind of waved them over, and I see this lady in a regular
He probably
car.
Thought you were telling her to do the honking.
He's like, oh.
Here you go, kiddo.
And this lady that was, like, I guess behind me, she said, sorry. I don't know if she was saying sorry because it happened or because she honked at
me. That bitch was honking at you.
Maybe she was honking at me. I don't know.
Maybe she's the one that was trying to merge from the driver, from the, what from is it, from the other side of the big rig, and he tried to avoid her.
And made the big rig move.
Yeah. I don't know. But I did, you know, once I waved her over, I see the truck merging into me. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to wait for it to start slowing down. So as soon as it started slowing down and parking off to the shoulder, then I was like, all right, she knows that she hit me, right? Or, like, they know that they hit me, right?
Yeah.
So a lady gets out. This lady is 70 years old.
Damn, what's she doing driving?
That's what I wanted to know, right? Damn. She's Latina. She's from Compton. She spoke Spanish.
Was that Jenny?
She called you mijo?
Mijo. She did call me mijo, man. Oh, I felt so bad, bro, because she wanted to handle it outside of the insurance.
Wait, she was driving the big rig?
She was the big rig?
She was driving the big rig.
Was her name Lola?
Yeah. True.
I felt so bad, bro. Because she was like, hey, can we handle this outside of insurance? And I looked at her.
Is
like,
there something I could do? I know. Hey, the porno music.
Cue porno music.
I have a big cab.
You know what, man? I would advise you, and I know whatever's done is done probably already, but I would advise anybody, don't do that shit anymore, man. My wife, same situation happened to her sometime last year. And we were, and, you know, we felt bad for the people because they're like, oh, you know, we're family owned. Like, this is our only truck and whatever. Like, if we go through insurance, then, you know, we're going to get a point and whatever. And so at that point, it was just kind of like, you know, they wanted to go like that, like to handle it on the side, like outside of insurance. It was a pain in the ass because then it was like negotiating with them. They were just like, no, you guys need to go where we have the quotes that you guys are getting are too high.
Yeah.
You guys need to go over here. And eventually we were just like, nah, well, fuck it then. Let's just go through the insurance. And eventually we met in a midpoint, you know, where it was just like, okay, look, like we got three quotes, like we're willing to do this guy and whatever. And even that, it was still tooth and nail. And they're like, oh, well, we can give you this much, and then the other
we'll give you our bumper,
right? And they're like, the last 500, like, if we can give it to you guys like 6 months after, like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it was a nightmare, bro. Like, right. we ended up getting all the money. Like, we end up drawing up a contract and shit, but you know what, I've been seeing a lot of things online where they're like, instead of going through your insurance, you can
settle
something else or do something else. And you can get more money.
Oh, okay. But that's with the use of a lawyer, though, right?
I think so. Yeah. Or some kind of AI program now. Is that fucking
the school of Barlow's Incorporated.
Yeah, man. But no, it was, I think those days are over, man.
I think so, too, man. I thought about it. But I've been through it before where I had, it was not as small of an accident where, like, some truck hit the, it was the bumper, the front headlight, and a little bit of like the side bumper, and that was $10,000, bro.
Damn.
And I was like, well, I'm not gonna pay for it, so I don't care, right? But $10,000 is a lot of money to fix what I thought was just a little fender bender, right?
Yeah.
And I told her like, hey, I've been through this before, and I don't think you want to pay $10,000. Do you have $10,000 to pay? She's like, well, no, but it looks small. It looks like a small scratch. I'm like,
she's got to let me pop it out right quick. I got some nail polish. It's a permanent marker.
Right.
Like, we'll fix it real quick.
She started doing Olympia on it.
Yeah, damn. Bro.
So, oh, man. So it was an older lady.
It was older. She was 70.
Driving
bro.
A big rig.
Big rig, man.
And just fucking.
Yeah. The first thing she says, like, I didn't see you. And I was like, ooh, you fucked up by telling me that. Because that's what the insurance company says.
Yeah.
Like, what did they say? And I said, well, she said she
but
didn't
you know
see
what?
Me.
Now, yeah. Insurance nowadays, like, they'll just say, oh, I didn't say that. Because then it turns like your word against their word.
I mean, she
like
said, and she said other things that I didn't tell the insurance, but if they ask me, I'll tell them. She said that most cars, when they see the flashers, or what do you call that? The
blinkers?
The blinker, they'll speed up. That's what she said.
Okay.
I was like, well.
So she said, yeah, she gave you a warning.
She's like, so. I was like, so technically this is your fault. Yeah. Here, let me like, give you my address so you can send me a check.
Like, do you have 10,000?
She said, that's the real question.
So you just kind of went, through insurance then?
Yeah. The first thing I did when I got home, I called insurance and.
Didn't call the cops?
Nah. See, that's what I thought. But you don't call the cops because the cops won't even come.
Right.
If nobody got hurt, if it's not a big crash, they're not going to show up. And they're going to get pissed if they show up and they see what happened, which was kind of nothing.
Which the cops, man, I'm pissed at one of the cops that, because my mom got into an accident, what was it, like 3 years ago and stuff like that. And it was this kid, this teenager, was teaching another teenager, his girlfriend, how to fucking drive.
No.
And they crashed into my mom.
Man. Yeah.
And, you know, my mom calls me. I go over there and see where my mom was. And there was these two kids. Literally, they were like 13 and like 12.
Stop. Yeah. Wait. Was it Cherokee and his sister?
Probably.
That's what happened to me, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. I hit a car while learning how to drive from my sister that was like 13, 14.
Yeah, they were like literally like, and I was like, well, who has insurance? I mean, who has license? And the kid, because the boyfriend was the one teaching the girl, his girlfriend, how to drive and shit, and they're like, I don't have a license. And
he's like none of you guys. He had his eighth grade ID and shit.
He had his library card.
He had my library card.
So he calls his sister because I guess they live down the street, and his sister, ghetto as fuck, man, 18 years old, comes and like, how do we know your mom didn't hit my mom? I mean, my brother and stuff, like, going crazy.
No.
So I had to call the cops because they were minors. So it's like, let me call the cops, and we were waiting there for a while, and the cop was like, no, I need an adult here. So then they had to, because they called the mom, and the mom was at work, so una tía came, and, you know, finally the tía was a little bit more level-headed, and she was like, oh, no, mija, like, it was your brother's fault. You know, they don't even have, license stuff, but they were going crazy. But the stupid cops, they didn't even take the car, they didn't even, like, do anything. He just wrote the report, and he took off.
What?
Yeah, they're like, worthless, man.
So I'm like, fuck. But anyways, so yeah, man, that whole insurance thing is just crazy.
Yeah, so that happened. So like, as soon as I show up, like at 4 o'clock, I call over and they get all my details and they said the adjuster is gonna call you. I'm like, all right. I hung up the phone. 2 minutes later, the adjuster calls me. I'm like,
oh shit,
that was fucking quick.
Mm. Quick.
And they get all the details.
You must sound white over the phone and shit.
They get all the details of what things that happened, all the things that they didn't ask in the first place, and they recorded the statement. And I told them all everything that happened. They said, okay, the next thing, the car rental is going to give you a call and going to set up a date. Like, all right, sounds good. As I was on the phone and about to hang up, they call me, the car rental. All right, whenever you're ready to pick it up. Like, I was
damn,
like, holy
no
shit.
Way.
What kind of insurance do you have, man?
This was this was almost 5 o'clock, and people are just fucking getting
at
shit done. Holy. Yeah. This was a Wednesday. Holy and on shit. Thursday, I call in the morning. Because after 5 o'clock, they were closed. But I call in the morning. They're like, hey, anytime you want to drop it off, insurance already called us. So all you have to do is drop it off, and we'll start on your car right away. All right, dropped it off. Got picked up from the rental. Gave me a car. I was at home within 40 minutes. And this is far. This is HP.
What?
It's fucking damn far. So I was like, this is
was
great.
Was that like Nick Alexander?
Yes.
Nick can't say no.
Nick can't say no. No, but and then within the next day, I got a call from the other place, McKenna BMW, saying, all kinds of alarms are going off on your car. You need service? I'm like, no, it's in the shop. I'm like, okay, that's fine. It looks like you are. I'm like, fuck, they had already started on it.
Wow.
So that's service with a fucking smile.
That's
man.
Impressive.
Damn. Yeah. See, I'll pay for that service.
Yeah.
That's AAA.
That's AAA?
Oh, that's AAA.
Damn, I got to switch with that shit.
Yeah. So, and the good thing is the place that I like is AAA approved. So all I have to do is drop it off and they start work right away. Like it's one of those things. If I dropped it off anywhere else, then it's a little different. They have to negotiate and all that stuff. But this was fucking cool, man.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it wasn't that bad of a year because I had a little scratch on the top of my door anyway that I needed fixed. So Might as well get it done. Yeah, I might as well replace the whole door. It's all good.
Damn.
I heard my sister-in-law, she somebody backed into her. They hit her. And her car, she had already kind of crashed it, and so it had little stuff here and there. So somehow when she took it to get fixed, she's like, "Oh yeah, and this and that." And they fixed all like the old damage too.
Wow.
Like she was able to throw it in there somehow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You know,
yeah.
one of my coworkers, he said that when he was younger and shit, he also had like a bunch of damage to the front end and everything. So he's all, "Oh fuck it, I'm gonna just crash that shit, and then you know have the insurance fix it." Stupid ass crash, but there was a camera right there. So when the report came, they saw and they ratted on him that he crashed into that pole and shit. So he had to pay for all that shit.
Damn.
Like, see, that's what he gets.
Yeah. So that's my beginning of 2026 in a nutshell.
Well, I mean, you got the bad part out the way, so
I guess
now it's all smooth cruising, jerky.
Yeah, but you know what, man? That service was impressive.
It was, man.
That was impressive.
Really was. Yeah, yeah.
They moved on it, man.
Yeah. Sure. Damn.
Yeah. So don't get Dana's insurance, or you'll be stuck in the mud.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Fellas, I got a little 2-minute topic.
What's up, man?
Hey. One of Barlow's topics, 2 minutes.
No, we've talked about this before, which is the karma, right?
Yes.
And the reason I feel that I got into this car crash.
What is it? What did you do?
Is because I got gifted for Christmas a pair of those Meta glasses, those Ray-Ban Meta glasses.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Those with the little camera on it.
Yeah.
And the thing was, they had got it about, like, let's say a year ago as a gift from a corporation. And, you know, they set it up and they used them once and they just put them away and they never used them again. And they're like, "Oh, we got some. I'll give them to you. I don't want them anyway." So I'm like, I got them. I was so happy, man. Yeah. It was Christmas.
Yeah.
Right? Like, damn. This is my Christmas gift. I never get gifts.
Nice.
And I turn them on and I try to pair them. Nothing. And I try to do all this stuff. Nothing. And then I looked it up on the internet and I was like, none of the lights that were supposed to come on came on. So I was like, "Oh,
damn!
Fucking things were a dud." And it just says like there was some kind of error on it while updating or upgrading, or I don't know what it was. So it's over. Those glasses won't ever work.
Fuck.
So, I mean, what do I do?
Call the manufacturer.
Well, yes, but I needed a receipt, right?
Yeah. Mm.
And I had a receipt from Best Buy for my wife's Meta glasses that we got her.
Yeah.
But those were like the brand new ones.
A different
brand. Oh, yeah, different version. And so I doctored it, bro. I doctored the shit out of that. It took me about 2 hours to fucking doctor that receipt.
And it worked.
And I submitted it. And I got it approved. And I got emails. And they're like, "Yeah, just send it in. Don't worry." And then the crash happened. So right away, I was like, none of this stuff ever happens to me. No bad stuff happens to me.
Right.
Why now? And I'm like, oh.
It is. It's trying to make the world right, bro.
The Meta glasses return, right? That's my karma.
So are you going to continue getting karma until you return those glasses?
No, that's it. That's it.
That's it. Mean, it's done.
It's done.
Yeah, that's a sweet deal, though.
That's a negative and a negative equals a positive.
Is it?
We're all right.
Is that the way it works?
Yeah, Juan Escalante.
But you still have the bad karma, no?
Well, no, because something already happened.
Yeah, somebody
already. So that makes it right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Things can't pop off twice, man. Yeah. That's not how karma works.
Nah, it's not.
So if I do something bad.
Yeah, something really bad.
Bad, and then something bad happens to me,
you're in the
we're
clear.
Good.
You're in the clear.
Yeah, but it has to be of equal value.
Right.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if those things cost like $10,000.
Yeah, but I didn't pay for it.
No, but you didn't pay. Right. I mean, you're paying for insurance, so it's not you didn't pay for like.
Well, yeah, but my insurance isn't going to go up because it wasn't my fault, and
well,
I don't have to pay the deductible, so it's
so
like,
it's still free.
It's still a lot of
time.
It
was
like
a slap. It was a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, it's a slap. Yeah. And it's my time. I had to go all the way over there.
Right.
And I had to take the time to call. I mean, I'm gonna spend maybe like an 4 hours worth of my time. On this, whatever.
For some Meta glasses?
For some Meta glasses, yeah.
That's a good deal.
But I mean, if you get paid like $125 an hour, that's like $500.
Yeah.
I could have just bought them for like $180 or something.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have gotten them for free.
That is true. Yeah. It feels so much sweeter.
Yeah. And you would have not met Lola La Trailera.
Yeah. Imagine. Soy Lola. Dude, exactly. Right now that you were mentioning about like the doctoring thing, like my friend, he does a lot of sketchy shit, but he
let's call him Bear.
Bear. Let mama call him Bear. Oh. All right. So this fool, he had bought a TV from
Best Buy.
Yeah. He bought a TV from Best Buy, mm-hmm. and somehow his kids fucking cracked it. And so what he did was, how was it? It was something with the scam. I just forget what I just said. But the scam was that he got a fucking those heat guns, and he bought a fucking TV on OfferUp. He bought a fucking TV on OfferUp, and he was able to take off like all the serial numbers and whatnot, and put them on the fucking TV he got for like $100, and he returned that to Best Buy.
Damn, that's smart.
Yeah, because I forgot what the scam was. Now that I was saying the whole thing that it was broken, it doesn't make sense. But he ended up with a free TV, bro.
No way.
They gave him back the money because whatever he paid for the TV, and it was just like, oh, here you go.
Damn.
Wow.
And he ended up with a fucking free TV.
Did he get karma?
No.
Well,
no.
That I know.
He probably didn't tell me. Yeah. People don't brag about karma.
Once I bought one of those, I don't know what it is. It's like a stopwatch. You know what it, like those athletic ones or whatever.
Yeah.
And I bought it in the swap meet and it didn't work, but I knew where they sold it. They sold it at Big Five. So I went, bought one and then replaced it and then just, you know, sent it back. It was $10.
Hmm. Yeah.
And like maybe within 3 days, I had a brand new knife and I had it like kind of like pinned to my backpack and I was crossing traffic and it fell and it got run over.
No.
And it broke it. So instant karma, right?
Yeah.
That's just what happens to me.
But you know what? But sometimes if you do your homework, like it works out. Like say for one of the girls' birthday parties, my cousins let me borrow a Coleman ice chest, like the big ones, oh, right? Yeah, the ones that look like a coffin.
They're like $200.
Yeah, and so they let me borrow it, and I think during that time it had rained or something like that. So I was like, shit, like, and I had put the ice chest over by on the side of my house, and I covered it up, but still something with the weather like kind of warped it.
Whoa.
It ended up warping it, and I'm like, fuck. I go, now I got to give my fucking cousins, well, I got to go buy a new one. Mm-hmm. So what I did was, like, I'm like, I have a Walmart app on my phone, and I'm like, let me scan, because it still had all the barcodes and shit. I'm like, let me scan the barcode. And I'm like, okay, it read the barcode. So I went to Walmart, found the exact same one, and I'm like, let me make sure the numbers match. Boom, I scanned it, and I bought it. I bought it, and then like maybe 2-3 days later, I took the warped one, and I told the guy, I was like, hey man, like I went camping this weekend, man, like, and look at this shit, it's ridiculous.
It's melted.
It's melting, like melted. And he's like, yeah, bro, these things suck. and I was like, all right, cool. And he gave me my money.
Wow.
Was he a teenager?
Latino, maybe in his 20s.
You know what? You always want to go to the teenager one because they don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they're
trying to leave work, man, to go fucking party and shit.
Yeah. Because, you know, yeah, I don't even over-explain anymore. Like, you know who's a big over-explainer? My father-in-law. Like, sometimes I'll get embarrassed because, like, he'll go and he'll start telling them, like, oh, you know, like, say if I would have taken him with the ice, oh, because, you know, this and that. And, you know, the other day we were up in Yosemite and you know, and we got this cabin. And like, he'll start, like, rambling about random shit. I'm like, dude, he's going to give us back the money. Like, stop. You know, but he's just a talker. He likes to talk, you know, and, But I'm just like, dude, I'm not like that. I'm just like, let's just make this transaction quick.
And you know they might stop doing that Costco, that return policy?
What?
Because a lot of people are taking too much.
They take advantage of it,
too
bro.
Much. Like old-ass mattress, old-ass thing and everything. And I think they're getting to the point where, you know, they've been saying that they might start stopping that.
Well, I know why. There was this lady. I'm not going to say her ethnicity, but you guys could probably figure it out.
Right.
She bought a Christmas tree, and she took it back after Christmas and demanded her money back. And they gave it to her.
They have to.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, that's kind of what they do, right?
No, that they don't have to.
Well,
man.
That's their policy, though. That's the thing. But people take advantage of it.
That doesn't make any sense.
But what if she didn't have money, Jerky? Like, maybe she just wanted to provide a Christmas tree for their kids.
Yeah, a nice Christmas
for the kids and be like, you know what? We'll just give it back.
Give it back.
Yeah, we don't need it anymore.
What, replant it somewhere? What are you talking about?
No. It was a real Christmas tree.
Yes, like a freaking live Christmas tree.
Oh, I didn't know they sold those.
And it was wilted. It was all fucking old. She probably didn't water it.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah,
man.
People just like to cheat the fucking system, bro. Like the whole mattress thing. I had read about that shit. I'm like, they probably conceived fucking 3 children on this shit.
Yeah,
and
like
freaking bringing it back.
Old ass sofa.
Fucking probably has like stains on it and shit. Like, I don't know. I think they need to draw the line somewhere. You know, one time Costco did reject me though. Like, I bought what did I buy? Alcohol. I bought Tito's vodka by mistake. And I'm like, Tito's vodka? I go, fuck, I don't want this shit. And I try to return it. And they're like, oh, we don't take back alcohol.
Yeah, that's the only thing that they can never take back is alcohol.
Damn, I didn't know that. I thought they took back everything.
Yeah,
but everything else, man, they take it back.
Yeah, but the worst that I've heard, this lady at Nordstrom, you guys, they have a very, very liberal return policy.
Oh, too.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah,
oh, shit.
And to this day, you can return anything years later. It doesn't matter. As long as you have that little receipt or that little piece of sticker or whatever it is, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And this lady... She came back to the store saying that she went, I think, like boating or whatever. Like she was on a boat, those speed boats. And her glasses that were on top of her head just flew off. And she came back and said, I need a refund because the glasses just flew off my head.
Stop.
And she was there until they gave her her refund. She got a refund.
This is like a real story.
This is a real story. My sister-in-law used to work there at the time, and she was there while she demanded a refund, and she got it.
But see, but those are one of those things where people are just like, man, enough already. Like, let's get rid of this bitch.
I understand that, but people take advantage, like you said.
It's fucked up, man. That's why the world is the way it is, bro. Exactly. People take advantage too much.
But then you will say karma's going to get her, right?
Ah, exactly.
Maybe.
I know, not maybe. It's guaranteed.
It will.
You know what? I got a power pressure washer or whatever the fuck. And I think they delivered it to my neighbor. Mm-hmm. And then I was on the phone. I was like, I didn't get it. And then they sent me a new one. And then my neighbor was like, oh, this shit's here for you and stuff. They dropped it off here. So I had two. So I didn't return it and shit. I gave it to my brother-in-law and stuff, but...
Yeah, but that was unintentional.
Yeah, that was unintentional.
Oh, so I'm good.
Yeah, you're good on that.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
All right,
fine.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's just too much. All right, speaking of karma or whatever, like let's say we were talking about the car accidents. What if, like say, you were to swerve into a lane and the person that was coming in that lane... You know, swerves out and gets into an accident. Would you keep going or would you?
Oh my God!
Or would you?
Don't do this to me! Don't do this to me!
I know it's a tough
one. Jerry will stop.
I've thought about that a lot.
You will go back
if I caused the accident. Oh man, I think I would have to go back and render aid or something, because that's my fault, man.
But maybe they were just a bad defensive driver.
Maybe. God,
like I've contemplated this question a lot where I'm like, man, if I did that and I caused this guy to fucking swerve and they got into an accident, would I just look in my rearview mirror and keep going or would I stop?
But what happens, you know, the thing that stops me is that some people, like, even if you stop to try to, like, you know, like say that was to happen and you were to go back. I mean, some people get crazy and they'll try to kill your ass.
Road rage on you.
Like, this is my fucking car. It's the only one, you know, blah, blah. I don't have insurance or I don't know what could happen and stuff. And they just go at you and they could, like, you know, potentially like hurt you or kill your ass and shit. Because I've been seeing some crazy shit happen.
Yeah.
And that's important. I think the people that go off like that, that's unnecessary, right? Like, if they don't have insurance, like, whose fault is that? Not mine.
Right.
The reason we purchase insurance is for accidents like this.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know. I think sometimes people are just angry about everything, like their job and everything, and it just takes one little thing. It's not even a major thing, and they just fucking
push them over the
edge. Go off, and, you know, it's kind of, you know what? I was watching that that movie. What's it called? I'll tell you guys later about it and stuff. I can't think of the title and stuff, but he's having a bad day, and he just one little thing. He just wanted to tell the girl sorry.
Falling down.
Is it falling down?
It has to be falling down.
No, the one with the Asians?
No. He drives a truck. It's the guy from Gladiator.
Yeah, it's Gerard Butler.
Yeah, Gerard Butler. And
yeah, I remember.
Where the guy's like a lawyer? No, with Jamie Foxx?
No. It's another one stuff. He's driving a big truck, and I guess the girl behind her, you know, behind him, and she honks really like, you know, and he goes, hey, you know, you could have just done a courtesy honk and stuff. And he goes, maybe you should say, you know, sorry and stuff. And she goes, like, no, you know, and everything. And then next thing you know, he flips on her and just makes her day like crazy.
Oh, shit.
And goes up. And see, those are the things that you're always afraid of and stuff. Like finding that one person that, you know, just one little thing that you think is not major, but it's huge to them. And then next thing you know, like your whole, it's all fucking chaos.
It's crazy, bro. Like, I had told that story about my homeboy Pancake, right?
Pancake.
You guys don't remember the dude that got fucking, he got rolled? he was fucking Filipino dude, like he looked like a marshmallow and shit. He was kind of chunky and shit. Like, not tough at all, you know? And I guess somebody had cut him off and he was like honking, and then he started kind of chasing them. Like, I'm like, dude, like, what the fuck were you going to do?
Yeah.
Right? So then eventually the car's like, man, fuck you. And so he started kind of trying to go on his way, and the other car started chasing him. And he's like, oh, shit. And they ended up, like, I don't know if they pit maneuvered him or they just T-boned him. I forgot. But they rolled his car.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they ended up rolling his fucking car. I'm like, all of that because he wanted to try to be a fucking tough guy. Like, fucking honking and...
What is it? When real gets real? Or
no, it wasn't... Yeah. When, he fucked around and found out, or
yeah,
or what? When keeping it real goes wrong.
Keeping it real,
yeah, like that kind of shit, man. Like road rage, it's just people are better because to just stay away from
that,
it.
That never happened to you guys?
Sort of,
like where you honk at somebody or you like try to cut them off because they cut you off and you almost kind of accident. So you're like, man, fuck you. You know, you kind of go around. And then they're like, what the fuck? And everything. They're like, oh shit, all tatted face and everything. Like, oh man,
yeah, nah. Nah. I think the closest thing was I almost ran over this lady one time. But I stopped and it was but it was close, and she kinda looked at me and she's like, what the fuck? I go, no, what the fuck you?
You're like, yeah.
Say, like, what the fuck you?
This is Ramon
Steph
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Add the Fellas.
Do it.
Trying to, man.
Do it. Look at all this mess, man. I'm trying to clean up, and then shit just appears, man.
You call that a mess?
It's a mess. Look at that.
That looks organized.
I cleaned that up, and look at it. It's a mess again.
Dude, I finally finished putting together my shed that I bought back in, like, probably April last year.
Wait. It come unassembled?
Yeah, it comes unassembled, so I had to put it together. It's a 7.5 by 8 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Shed, and so it comes in like these two big boxes, right? Huge. And I had them in my garage the whole time, and they're just taking up space in my garage. And
why didn't you build it?
You just lazy? I think I was just kind of like, I wasn't able to commit, like commit time or like stuff.
What do you
mean
commit?
Like commit, dude. Like, I got my wife has this understanding that whatever they do, I need to do too. So
it's called family.
Yeah. So I'm like, dude, like, I got shit to do. You know, so a lot of the times I got to put that stuff on like the back burner, but then it's just like, fuck, like when am I going to do it? So finally, like when my father-in-law was over maybe about 2 months ago and we started it, and, you know, he helped me like with the foundation and kind of started just kind of doing stuff, you know? And, so then when he's like, man, like, he's like, this is as far as we go today because they had to go back home, you know. And so from there, you know, the next couple of days I kind of got out there and I was putting the stuff, like the walls and whatever I could do, right? And then that was like later when the rain was coming.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, fuck, like, And so then I just had to do as much as I can, and I had to put the tarp and whatever. Long story short, I finally finished it.
Oh, right? Nice.
I finally finished it. When did I finish it? Monday, mm-hmm. yesterday. Was that?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I finally finished it yesterday, and I was like, all right. So now, but I know we were talking about trying to get our life. So now it's just shifting shit around. Like now I'm taking stuff out of the big garage to put in my shed, and I'm like, just to probably buy more shit.
Yeah,
like it's bad.
But did it at least make a difference in your garage?
Oh, like, yeah.
Do you have space?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not done yet. I just cleared enough stuff to be like, okay. It, you can tell there's a difference.
So what is it that you keep?
I keep, what do we keep? Because we used to have a lot of like parties, like for the girls and stuff, yeah, like that. So my wife holds on to all these party supplies. And I'm like, dude, we're not a fucking party store, right?
Yeah.
So then I start shitting on her, and then she's like, well, what about your shit, right? Like, but my stuff is more like tools and,
right,
and like, like my lawnmower, like
your sex doll,
my sex doll, you know, everything. But the thing is, it's because it could be a little more organized. Like if we had more bins and more shelving, like, you know, it'd be nice.
Yeah, of course.
You guys believe the whole thing about like if the more space you have, the more shit you just kind of just put there.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Unless you're like, what do they call them? Minimalists?
Minimalists. But
unless you're a minimalist.
That's really, really hard, man. Because once you have stuff, you start stacking it.
Yeah, because, I mean, Jericho got like some shit from like the 90s and 80s, you know, old wires and stuff.
Well, I have problems. That's what I have, man. I can't get rid of it. Because I see it, I'm like, oh, I'm going to use it one day.
Right.
And that's, I think that's what gets us and stuff. I think we still got that syndrome from like our parents that we save everything because you think you're going to use it.
Yeah.
And we really don't.
Well, that's the thing. But the thing is, like, you're like, fuck, man, watch, I'm going to get rid of it and then I'm going to need it. And it's happened.
It has happened.
It's happened.
In this old age, we have used things that I've had for like 20 years in the garage. And I'm finally happy that I'm using it now.
Because I have a box like that too, where I have all kinds of wires and plugs and AC adapters for everything, bro. And it's just like, oh. Like, I know I have a VCR in there somewhere.
Yeah, you know what?
There's a fucking VCR in there.
You know when you assemble the shit from IKEA?
Yeah.
You know how sometimes they'll give you, like, little extra ones? Or sometimes when you build furniture and stuff, mm-hmm. you get, like, extra tools and stuff. I keep all that shit. But then I'm like, you know what? When I build more stuff, they're gonna give you. They just give you more and more and more. And I'm like, fuck, I'm just putting all this shit in. So yeah. I just started throwing shit away, man.
Now, one day you're going to need it, and then you're going to be sorry. I'm like, oh, shit. I had one of those. I had it. Let me see where it is. Like, oh, no, I threw it away.
Hey, you can ask Jericho. Like, hey, Jericho. Oh, man, and then that's the thing. Like, or even, like, my dad now that he's, like, he's been retired a couple of years now, but he found this store, I think it's called Daily Price, where you go, and I guess starting on Thursday – you know, they have the best quality stuff, so things are priced a little higher. But as the days go by, they drop in price, right?
We're talking about stuff that is probably $100, $90, and they'll have it for like $12 or something.
Damn.
Yeah, like crazy.
That's a discount.
But the thing is, like, number one, my dad lives in a small-ass apartment. Mm-hmm. So now he's like, hey, I don't have room anymore. I bought this for the girls. So this was like buying, and he's buying shit like in bulk, right? He, like, the other day he gave me like fucking 64 packs of crayons. Not a 64 pack. Like, they're like packs of like 12.
Yeah.
And he got me like 64 of them for the girls.
Set for life.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude. And then, well, my wife, she's just like, we don't have space either. Like, well, tell him to stop buying shit. Yeah, like, it's funny. But then it's like, sometimes it like breaks my heart to be like, dude, like, stop. Because he doesn't have a lot of money. So it's like giving the girls like these little fucking trinkets or like.
But you don't understand, bro. It's fucking $2 for 64 packs of crayons.
Well, that's the thing. He's like, man, it's a great deal.
Great deal, man.
Hey, but is it the good crayons or is it that oil base that like.
No, good.
Yeah.
They're good crayons, shit, bro. Good crayons and coloring books and sometimes even like remote control cars that would normally, I've checked them and like at Walmart, they'll sell them for like $38 and he'll get them for like $10 or something. Or
man.
See that, and that's like I go through the garage and I start looking at eBay and see how much it costs. And I mean, they sometimes they you get like, oh, this shit costs like $90. But then nobody's buying his shit either and shit. So, right. So I'm like, what the fuck am I keeping it for? Because I feel good. I'm like, yeah, this shit costs $90. But I've seen that shit there for the longest and stuff. So I'm like, fuck, maybe I should just give it away.
Yeah. No, and I went through a phase like that, too, where I would buy shit just because it was on sale. I'd be like, dude, that is a great fucking deal. Like, I remember, like, the Amazon, the Fire Stick.
Yeah.
Man, every time they were on sale, I'd be like, fuck, man, I got to get them.
Just in case.
And like, I only got two TVs. Bro, like, yeah, so it's just, it's a sickness, bro. But still, like you, or I've bought things with the intent of like, oh, man, I could resell this shit. I don't. You know, like I remember one time a long time ago when the electronic Monopoly came out.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
that one with the debit cards or whatever. Yeah. Dude, and I knew they were going to be a hot ticket item. I bought like 6.
Oh shit.
I bought 6 of them. I only resold one.
What?
That you was went it. Bankrupt.
I went bankrupt. So somewhere in my garage there's like 5 electronic Monopoly. Wow.
Are they still on sale or are they still listed?
Yeah, they've come out with a whole bunch of new shit now, man.
Damn.
It's a super duper electronic right now and shit.
Yeah, no, it's crazy, bro. But yeah, but my shed is done.
Well, at least you could have called TaskRabbit to build it for you, right?
TaskRabbit?
TaskRabbit.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
That's our new sponsor. Sponsored by TaskRabbit.
That sounds like a porn site. It's a TaskRabbit.
Wait, what? The rabbit.
And like they come naked just with a tool belt. there's a thing called TaskRabbit?
TaskRabbit, yeah. That's not for us though, man. We build shit ourselves.
Well, I know that, but you know, I didn't know there was a TaskRabbit shit.
No, it is. And I think they're pretty reasonable. I think it's like $50 an hour or something like
that. Oh, wow.
And sometimes, usually just takes like half an hour to build.
To build. Mm.
How long did it take you to build your shed?
My shed, like 6 months. That would have been one expensive task for it. Andaba rascando el culo. Yeah, but no, and I thought about that because I initially when I got it, I'm like, I told my wife, I'm like, dude, I think I'm just gonna pay somebody $300 to do it because when the fuck am I gonna do it?
Yeah,
and it's gonna take me forever.
Why didn't you call the brothers?
Nah, fuck the brothers.
Remember when you painted your apartment?
You mean my bomb shelter?
Yeah, that was thick, man.
I left these guys with a fucking 5-gallon bucket of paint, and I come back and I was like, where's the paint? Oh no, they're like, Mick, we need more paint. I'm like, oh, in the bucket, it's a 5-gallon bucket. Oh yeah, we need more paint.
That shit's gone.
I think they painted like a room and a half.
Yeah, it was a room and half the hallway.
Yeah. Fucking 5 gallons, bro. That was supposed to last like half the house, probably.
What do we know, bro? We're not painters.
I know.
We're looking forward to the pizza. he promised us.
He said, hurry up.
He's going to be proud of us. This looks great.
This looks great.
He's getting extra toppings.
Hey, this is Oso
and Chavo,
and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where everybody can be a fella.
All right, fellas. I got something that kind of happened to me, and I'm like, I'm trying to get your thoughts. Have you guys ever had somebody that talks to you and they just kind of like stare at you, like where they're talking and stuff, and you're kind of like, it kind of throws you off.
Like a weird stare or just making eye contact?
No, just like making eye contact. You're talking to them, but they kind of just focus on you and they don't blink. They don't like look to the side or anything. And it kind of like throws you off, like you have something in your thought. Like I went to the doctor and the doctor just kind of gets to your face. And then he's all like, you know, he's like this, but he doesn't blink. And then he's trying to get me to tell, like, what's wrong with me. And the whole time I'm just looking at his eyes and I'm like, fuck, do I look gay or something? Or, like, do I look away or some shit? You guys never had that?
Nah.
Yeah,
no?
I don't think I've paid
like, somebody just
kind of,
like, looks at you and just kind of, like, just stares at you and doesn't blink. And they're, like, you know, like, very focused and everything.
Because I think there's a difference, right, between eye contact and staring, right?
Yeah.
But, like, they just lock just eyes like, on you. Yeah, and they're like this, and you know, they're like, and they don't blink or anything, and you're trying to tell him like what's going on with you, but at the same time, and he's kind of close.
And you're saying he's a doctor, right?
He's a doctor. So he goes, oh, you know that little chair that kind of like has wheels and shit? So he kind of comes up to you closer. You're like, okay, so tell me how this, you know, what's going on? And then I'm like, yeah, well, you know, this and this and that. And then I'm looking at him, and he kind of like has an intense like look at you, like, you know, and kind of like. I don't know, como que se está regañando, or I don't know. It just throws me off.
He's trying to analyze you from within, bro.
Yeah, but, like if he's saying like if I'm lying or something.
But no, like other than that expression, like it didn't change. It was just static. That expression.
He just kind of just stayed there and just looked and like, you know, and I'm not sure like he's saying like you probably lying or is that really happened or you know this and that and everything. And
well, what was it? Huh? I mean, if we could just avoid HIPAA or whatever it is
My hip.
Something's wrong with your hip.
Yeah, my hip got. I forgot.
You got booty bumps.
Some hip shit that I got with my hip and stuff. And I went to the ER. Yeah. And he goes, okay, well, tell me, you know, when did it start? And you know, this and that and everything. And he kind of just like looks at you and just stares at you. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, it started like a few months ago, and you know, it slowly started progressing and everything. But then he kind of like looking at you and he just stares at you.
He's like, bullshit.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like he said, I think you're lying. I don't think it happened.
Were you trying to like make yourself sound like the hero? Like you saved a baby out of a car?
No, I was just
average day.
yeah, regular day. I saved a few things. No, I was just telling him the story, but the way he looked at me.
What was the story? I want to know. I mean, I'm getting curious now. What happened to your hip?
Tell us the story. Huh?
Tell us what happened.
Hey, now you're looking at me like that. No, I'm getting nervous. No, I just told him that, you know, that my hip thing started like 7 months ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it just started progressing. And not until like recently it started being real bad where I couldn't even get in the car because the pain was very bad. And everything. And you know, at one point I tried to get in the car, and the way I kind of went in, you know how you put one leg in?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of aggravated where the pain was like an 8.
Oh,
where I had to jump back out. And then I found myself sitting down and then, you know, swivel.
Kind of turned.
Yeah, like my whole two legs inside and stuff, like an old ass man and everything. But he's just looking at me and, you know, he's like, you know, really? You know, like you know, that
he's like, tell me what really happened.
Yeah, like, no, probably something else happened and stuff. But I don't know. I just had that, like if he was, are you really telling me the truth or are you, like, hiding some shit?
A lot of those problems start with, like, in the bedroom, right? Like, people that have hip problems, like, they're thrusting too hard or something, right?
That's what I heard.
That's what I, yeah. And so that's he's probably thinking,
that
like,
says, that says mi campeón.
I see nothing wrong with a little. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. I just, to me, that kind of felt like when somebody's trying to look at you and, like, you're lying or something like kind of, like, you know, looking at you and stuff. I don't know. It kind of took me back to junior high and shit when you do something bad and the teacher's like whose fault was it? And I'm like, well, it was a Peter, and, you know, this and that.
Well, just recently, okay, I had a conversation with a guy that this guy, he doesn't stop fucking talking, man. Like, he just loves to talk.
Likes to hear himself.
His explanations are never simple. He just, like, not that he rambles, it's just he overexplains, right? So when you're talking to him, like, he always has some kind of anecdote or he has some kind of, like, example, and he doesn't let you finish. And then by the time he gives you the microphone again, which, you know, so to speak, like, you're already past. You're like, all right, man, let's just talk about something else. Because he talks too fucking much.
But
right?
Is it interesting or is
it
just kind of like.
It's just like.
It's a ramble.
He overexplains. It's not even rambling because he's on the subject. But it's like, all right, man, that's enough. Like, I don't need to know a lot of your feelings on this. It just, like, it is what it is, right?
Well, it's kind of like your father-in-law, right?
Yeah. All right. So yeah. I'm talking to him just recently, I think this past December. And we're talking about a certain subject that's very specific. And then it was my turn to start talking. And then after like a minute or so, I'm like looking at him like, when are you going to interrupt? Like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, he wasn't jumping in.
He wasn't jumping in. I was like,
oh, shit.
Did this guy, somebody tell him that
he talks too much?
That he talks too much and he needs to listen? Because he was like, I can tell that he was listening and not trying to jump in. Just kind of like nodding and thinking. I was like,
He was probably saving somebody, his energy.
Yeah, well, somebody maybe brought it up to him.
Probably, man.
Where he was just like, okay.
So that made me self-conscious, kind of like you talking to your doctor. Is like, why is this guy just looking at me and not?
It kind of throws you off. Then yeah. You start thinking but to
you,
yourself.
But did you feel like you had to keep going? Or? Yeah,
well, I'm like, well, fuck it. I got time. So
I got to carry the conversation. Yeah.
About time he lets me finish talking.
He probably thought like, oh, man, Jericho talks a lot.
Somebody should tell him.
But maybe somebody told the doctor, stop interrupting and just listen to your clients or sorry, like, your patients. Sorry.
You know, and my thing was I didn't want to look into his eyes. I was all like,
was
I don't
he
know.
Handsome?
Like, huh?
Was he handsome?
No, not really. No, like you know how when you stare somebody mm-hmm. and you know you kind of sometimes look away or someone mm-hmm. and everything like that, but you know I feel like you know when you lock eyes and everything I don't like
fall in, there's some fall in love.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Love at first sight. No, and sometimes it feels like oh shit, maybe you know maybe he thinks I'm gay or something. Like I'm locking eyes with him and shit. Like, but I don't know, man. I was just self conscious right there.
I just think like something, you know, somebody told him he needs to listen and stop trying to, you know, jump in and give you his thoughts before you were done.
Yeah, because he could. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know,
but
that,
it felt mm-hmm. like he was rushing you or it was kind of
I mean, he was listening like thing, and everything. Like, but, yeah, you know, like, yeah kinda, right. Kinda. Yeah, like Jericho said, he wasn't interrupting or anything. But he would just, I guess, because maybe more just was stoic, because he was man. So close.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of like staring. So, and then he had a what is it? A mask? Oh, a face mask?
Yeah, yeah.
So you couldn't see that. So all you see is just his eyes.
Yeah.
So I was like, shit, like, you know, but oh well.
I don't know, bro. Don't
it was all on me
it.
And stuff.
You're okay.
So.
Yeah.
You'll be all right. If he believes you, he believes you. If he doesn't, who cares?
And you're not gay, so you're fine.
Yeah
you know what? Right. I thought he was trying to like play like, you know, who blinks first.
Yes. He's like, fuck.
I didn't want to blink. So I'm like, fuck.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show. Only on Wasted Time Radio.
Did I tell you that I got my first senior discount?
What?
No.
I haven't told you guys?
No.
I was at Ross. And I think I told you guys. No?
Did you?
I don't know, maybe. So I was at Ross and I went to go buy some cleats for baseball, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this lady is in front of me and she's, you know, she starts walking away. So I approach the counter. And the lady comes back and she says, excuse me, did you give me my discount? And she said, yeah. And I'm like, oh, can you get me a discount? And the cashier said, yeah. And
what?
I'm like, all right, sweet. You know, so she checks me out. But she's talking to me. Oh, what kind of shoes are those? What are those for? And I'm like, why is she talking so much? Right? And she, you know, everything's fine. She charges me and I'm on my way out. And I see on the receipt, it says senior discount, 10% off. And I'm like, wait, what? So I look like a fucking senior? Yeah. So she probably thought, because it's 55 and over senior discount.
Oh, is that what
yeah,
it is?
So she probably thought I was 55 at least.
Nah.
She probably just tried to hook you up with the discount.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah,
because
she was trying to be conversation with you and everything. She was trying to pick up on you.
Yeah, because now everywhere I go, I'm asking for the senior discount, hoping to get something.
Just do it. Carry around the receipt.
Yeah.
And just be like, look.
That's right.
It's like, I got it before.
Because we're getting there, bro. We got hip problems now.
Yeah, no, it's a mess.
We
bro.
Got eye problems, man. That's
everything.
And you know what? Barlow's is not here for.
Oh, that's right. I mean, is this are we allowed to say why he's not here?
I'm sure gonorrhea is
happens chlamydia
happens
to the best of us.
best of
No, you know what, it's true, because even the chat group that we have, mm-hmm. most of the time is always like old, like, you know, some problems that
old
we have
people
yeah,
shit,
yeah.
Fucking people complaining and shit.
Exactly. Yeah. We're like, ¿qué remedio tienes esto?
Yeah, nah, man. We're not. Fuck, we're more than halfway through, man.
Are we really?
I think so.
Is this middle age? Is this what it is?
Like,
at 46? I'm 46.
Fuck, if we make it to 90, bro, I'd be surprised.
Wow.
I don't know. Do you guys expect to make it to 90? I don't.
I always say, if I could wipe my ass, I'll
be
okay.
All right?
Yeah.
You know what? That's one of the questions that people always ask and stuff is would you like to live, you know, to be old? Because then you're going to see all these people that, you know, that you love pass on. And, you know, you get to a point where you're just kind of alone. and people that are around you, of course, you have family and stuff, but they're young, you know, they're young cats and stuff like that. So they're like, you know, out of sight, of mind type of thing and stuff. So I don't know, man. I'm always like trying to think about that.
Yeah, it's tough. But I think like how you said, as long as you're healthy enough to take care of yourself, I'm like, and not a burden on other people. Yeah.
But you don't
like,
have to wipe your ass. You got that bidet thing.
I know, but you still have to dry it. And it's, I mean, unless you want to sit in the toilet for 30 minutes for
it
to dry
itself.
Oh, yeah,
you know what? That's true, huh? When you do the bidet, you have to still...
Yeah, you got to dap a little bit. Yeah, I use... I dry twice just to make sure.
Nice.
Hmm. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. But the other day, I was on Instagram, and I saw this 78-year-old guy still doing... I think he did 35 pull-ups.
What?
The dude was amazing shape, man. He was...
Holy shit.
Healthy, bro. 78.
But you know what? Those are, like, people that are just unique and shit. Like, out of what? Like... fucking 5,000 that passed away and shit. You always get that one person stuff. Gosh, you know, I think Jericho's gonna be like that and shit.
Yeah,
I really hope so, man. He was in better shape than I was.
That's amazing.
Jericho's always eating his vegetables and grains and all that shit.
You have to, bro.
Man, I think at my fittest point, I think the most pull-ups I could do was three.
Three.
Wow. And this was when I'm talking about weighing like 145.
My goodness.
Fucking 16 years old, like.
You know, if you start working out now, I think within 6 months, you'll be in good shape. Within 3 years, you'll be in the best shape of your life.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think I want to take on the challenge of by age 50 to be in the best shape ever.
I think you can do it, bro.
I think so, too.
You dedicate some time to it. Because all you need is 3 days a week.
Yeah. And well, yeah, because I don't do shit.
Yeah.
I don't do shit. If I do 3 days a week, I would be in not amazing shape, but I would be in better shape than I've been in the last 25 years.
It's the food, though, right? Well, I think that's what fucks me up the most, man. The food. Yeah, it's just so good.
The food is the biggest part of the equation, right? But just don't be like Shomar, man.
Yeah.
What's Shomar do?
Shomar, when he gets into the gym, he like overdoes it because he's like, I haven't been to the gym in years.
Yeah.
Let me make up. 6 hours later.
So he's just like going crazy. And then the next day, his body is in pain, bro.
Because I'm swole. I call it swole.
But he won't come back for a week.
He's and like, then, nah, my body hurt.
Yeah. So it's like, nah, man, I can't. Everything's hurting. So, and then he does that so much that he kind of gives up on it. So, like, don't overdo it. Don't overtrain. Just kind of just ease your way into it, man.
And you know what? And one thing I've learned is go easy on your arms, man, because then it's hard to wipe your ass. Yeah, they get tense up, dude. You can't wipe your ass. It hurts. You cramp up. And
you're like, I'm too buff.
I'm like, oh, man, let me just jump in the shower and do my own bidet in there.
Oh, man. Yeah, but no, I think, like, my sister, she started – she's always kind of had like a little bit of a workout routine, but lately within the last 4 years, she's 52 now. Mm. Within the last 4 years, like man, she really like ramped it up, and she's like in the best shape she's ever been.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So I'm just like, man, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I really think you don't. There's no time. How you say it? Like
the best time is now.
Yeah, it's never too late.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you can work out into your late 70s or 80s and you'll still feel strong.
Right.
It's not like you're gonna be like Mr. America or whatever it's called. What is it?
Fucking Chuck Norris.
Yeah. But you're gonna at least be able to stand up out of a chair. You're gonna be able to lift things over your head.
Right.
And as long as you do those types of exercises, you'll be all right.
You know, I think we gotta do it now and stuff. Yes. We're getting to that age, man. I'm telling you, my hip was like, I was like, fuck, man, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, then all of a sudden it's like, now I can't because my hip's already fucked up.
Yeah. Well, right now they gave me steroids. Mm. For that and everything, which that helps and stuff. But now I'm just trying to work.
So you're going to get all buff and shit?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Like,
he really can't wipe his ass. I always thought about that, like fucking buff ass dudes and shit. It's like, I wonder how they wipe their ass and shit. They gotta have somebody wipe their ass.
Jerry, you've been like that, right? Where you like your arms hurt so much, like you can't really bend them and stuff because you've been like doing like curls or something. Usually when you do curls and stuff. And you can't really bend them, and it's not because you're trying to be swollen. It's just they just don't bend.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it's crazy.
But man, I look silly though, because I was like 140 at the time with my arm wouldn't bend down. I was like, this is just silly, man.
He's like, I'd rather be able to wipe my ass.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
Hey, fellas, you know what I saw last time that kind of made me think, like. If you get to that point, is it worth continuing the relationship? is I saw this commercial for like a deck of cards and it's to better know your partner.
Mm.
And, you know, it's kind of like some examples were like, what do you wish, you know, I did more of? Or what is it? What's your favorite family tradition? Or, these are people more like that has been in the commercial. It was like people that have been together for a while.
Yeah.
But they just don't open up to each other and mm-hmm. everything. So, you know, they like use these cards to kind of like, you know, open up dialogue and kind of, you know, save your relationship. But I'm thinking like, I think if you get to that point, I don't think there's really chemistry, is there?
No, yeah. I mean, well, there's just things that you don't know about your partner.
No, but
yeah.
I mean, I think some of the things were like very simple stuff.
All right. Like you what? Know? Like tell me, like
simple like
for,
what?
Like for example, like, you know, like what makes her tick? As far as like, you know, what kind of things does she like to do? What kind of you know, food or what's your favorite food or you know, stuff like that energy? Well, sometimes
you guys don't know my favorite.
I don't.
Food. Yeah.
It's
I would say pizza.
I would say well, I was. I would, I'd be wrong. Back in the days, I would say tacos, but I think now it's more kale.
No. It depends what kind of tacos, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh man, taco! You can't go wrong.
Well,
with tacos.
And see, and I was thinking the same thing. Like, if you were to ask me about my wife, like, what her favorite food? I know food that she likes,
right?
Yeah, but yeah. I wouldn't be able to pinpoint favorite. Like, oh man, like this is her favorite food.
Like she would kill for this food if she was on a desert island,
right? Like I wouldn't know how to answer that.
Yeah, I don't know what my wife's favorite food is either.
No,
I don't think.
Yeah,
so.
Like if they were to ask both of us, like, yeah. What's her favorite food? And she needed to answer too.
And you have like a card and you flip it up at the same time?
I don't think we would match it up. Because I know food that she likes, but I don't know one thing that really like stands out like, oh, that's man, like this is it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Or even like if they were to ask me like what's her favorite color, I don't know. I would assume it's something like
pink,
blue or something. Blue? Like she likes kind of bluish stuff, but I don't know for sure.
I don't know. It just felt like these card game was more for like to save your relationship.
So
in a way it's saying like you're kind of at the end.
Yeah.
And the way to save your relationship is to, you know, to communicate better is to use these cards and stuff like that. So
it's a good tool. Yeah. I think it would be a good tool to promote conversation.
That's what it is. See, yeah. I don't think it's the more about learning about each other as to like bring up conversation and kind of like let it branch out from there.
But don't you think that's one of the fundamentals of a relationship is communication?
Yeah, for sure.
So if you're not able to communicate, you know, but, good with your partner, you kind of like you got to like rethink it.
Well,
like,
yeah, but
why am I not talking to her?
Right.
But look at what we do here. When we talk about something, we branch out into all these other subjects and it's fun. And I think sometimes you need something like a starting point.
Yeah.
And that just, it makes everything more fun when it's just like silly nonsense type of conversation. Like little things that don't really matter. Like what's your favorite food?
Yeah. No, but but what I got from these cards were more like just the communication itself. Not like what, you know, what like trivial things and stuff like that. It's more, you know, I think when you talk to your partner, I'm pretty sure when you guys started, it was like that conversation like that you guys had. Know. Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, you know, she's funny or she's this or that and everything. And somehow, like, I'm not sure if it got lost or maybe it just never developed into, like, you know, me finding out more about the other person and stuff. But
what's your wife's shoe size, Victorious?
She is a 6.5 in youth.
Like if because
if she wants to go get it at a discount, like in she'll her tennis shoes, she'll go 6.5 youth. I think in regular women, I think she's like 8.5.
Okay, yeah. But aren't the youth more like narrow? Or she can fit them.
She fit them.
Okay.
Yeah. Like she'll buy like her Nikes and shit, like a 6.5. And I'm like, you can do this. She's like, I'm saving like $20.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
It's 7.
Oh, so you guys know. All right. So like little things like that will help you kind of like buying a Christmas gift or.
You know what? One thing that I hope my girl doesn't listen to this episode is that I've always kept like on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
On her like contact, like all the stuff she likes and all the stuff, you know, because when we were starting off and sometimes I got like bat memory and shit like that. Sometimes like I forget shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, certain things or certain stuff or like what we ate first or, you know, little things like that. I'm like, you know, so I could like go back to it and stuff.
Right. You know who's right. really good at that shit too? Also.
Really?
Also's really good at keeping track of like things that his wife may have mentioned in random conversations. And he's like, oh yeah, he's like, this is what I'm gonna get her for her birthday, or this is what I'm gonna get her for our anniversary. Like, these are things that she needs. And I'm like, man, I need to be better at that shit, because you know what? I'm the kind of dude that I'll end up spending more money on a less thoughtful gift because it's like, well, fuck.
You give her a Monopoly.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, yeah, I got
a Monopoly.
He's like, you got four more coming. Like, yeah, but he's always really good at that shit. Like, he'll put stuff together, like albums, or I think one time he even made her like a kind of like a mixtape type deal. Like, yeah. Like, I'm like, man, like that's kind of cool, you know, but. I'm like, but I think that's just how I grew up too, because my dad was like that. Like, he'd be like, oh, well, what do you want? And all right, well, here you go, you know? And
yeah.
But yeah, I think, but taking it back to, I think the initial stages of the relationship, that's the big get to know, right?
Yeah.
Like, get to know. But I think it would be healthy for relationships to kind of carry that, like, kind of ongoing. But I think it gets lost sometimes. It does.
Yeah, I try with my wife. Like, usually when we jump in the car and we're gonna go somewhere that's half an hour away. Like, hey, what's your favorite movie? Like, your favorite 80s movie. And she'll be like, I don't know.
there went that.
Like, Jerky, you talk too much.
Hey everyone, this is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh yeah.
Hey fellas, real quick.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
I got a game.
You do?
It's really simple. I'm going to say some movie lines.
All right.
And then you tell me what movie it came from.
Okay.
All right. It's going to be really easy at first. All right?
Is it like known movies? Or
yeah,
like,
yeah, I mean.
Is it jerky movies where like, I saw on Veex.
I do not have Veex.
Why not? Veex is fucking good, bro. All right. So here, these are very easy to start with, okay? Do you feel lucky, punk?
Oh, that's that John Wayne. No,
Clint Eastwood.
John Wayne? No.
That's Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood.
Oh, okay. Is that The Good, the Bad, the Ugly?
No.
No, 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 no.
The Three Amigos.
No.
No?
No. It's not okay. Three Amigos.
You feel lucky, punk? Gran Torino.
All right, go.
Go. We already identified the actor.
All right, Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry. Good answer, Nick.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, another easy one.
All right.
All right.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
That's easy.
Training Day.
Training Day. Yeah, Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington. There you go.
Denzel Washington?
And you get extra points if you know the year. Of course you don't.
Fuck.
2000. Well, when the movie was made
when
when it takes place?
When the movie was made.
2015.
No.
2015.
2006.
2001. Damn.
Wow. Yeah. All right. This is Danny Boy's favorite. And he says, I've come to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum.
Oh, yeah. Where's that from, man? He always said that shit.
I don't know. It reminded me of that stupid grandma on Instagram. Where it's all about fucking. Shoot, was it? I come to kick ass and shoot some dicks off.
What the fuck?
She's like, I'm here to suck some dick. She like fucks it up.
I've heard that one. Yeah, no, it's They Live. And it's Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper.
They Live?
That's right, the alien one. Damn. The alien one where like they like.
I don't think I've seen it.
No,
they live.
It's not that good, bro.
It's the one where like they wear glasses and you can see that they're aliens with those special glasses.
Yes. It's 1988, so how good could it be, right? All right, this is another easy one. Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, easy. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
We're Total Recall.
Not Total Recall. Terminator.
Terminator, yeah.
Which one?
Two.
Terminator 2. There you go. Yes. Yeah, part 2. All right. All right, this one, not so easy. Because it's a very short quote, but it goes like this. Pain don't hurt.
Pain don't hurt.
Pain That's don't hurt. Pain don't hurt. That's what he says.
Pain don't hurt. Pain don't hurt. It's from the Rocky series.
No.
No?
No.
It's a
paint on her.
Sound like Vin Diesel.
No, it's not Vin Diesel.
Damn. Gay for pay.
No, not that's not right either.
Paint on her.
That's not right either.
What is it?
Pain don't hurt.
Oh, come on. You guys, this is a classic.
Say it again.
Pain don't hurt.
Pain don't hurt.
I can give you the scene.
Let's see.
Place of origin.
He's at the doctor's office and he got stabbed. And the nurse, or actually the doctor, says, "Doesn't it hurt?"
Oh, I got it. Roadhouse.
Yes.
Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
Pain don't hurt.
Yes.
I don't think I've seen it hurt.
Oh, bro.
You haven't seen Roadhouse?
Nah, I don't think I have.
Really? That's a classic.
Classic.
Oh, I got to watch it.
1989.
Damn, 89.
I didn't know.
All right. This one's easy. Come on, guys. You guys got to get this one.
Which one?
Say hello to my little friend. Okay, I said it wrong.
Tony Montana.
I can't do his accent.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino.
Yes, Al Pacino. Which movie?
Scarface.
Yes.
1983.
Oh, my God. Wow, you fucking win, bro.
That's it. Mick.
We got it.
All right. This one I like. This movie it's a really long watch, but it's really good. And it says, "You're so ugly, you could be a modern art masterpiece." I said it all wrong.
Is that Full Metal Jacket?
Yes.
What?
Full Metal Jacket.
I don't remember that part.
Yes. And another quote that I like from it.
Joker.
"How tall are you, Sergeant?" Private.
Private Pyle.
Yes. He's like, 5'2", sir. 5'2", I didn't know they stacked shit that high.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Private Pyle.
That was a good movie, man.
Yeah.
That was a very good movie.
Yeah, another one. Here you go. This one's too easy, right? "You can't handle the truth." "You can't handle the truth."
Oh, A Few Good Men.
Yes.
Few Good Men with
Jack
Nicholson and what's his name? Top Gun guy.
Oh, okay.
Let's take. ¿Cómo
se llama? Tom Cruise.
Chaparro.
Tom Cruise.
And how about Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker?
Yippee-ki-yay,
motherfucker. I don't know how he says it. I forget.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Denzel?
No.
Gotta be some dude with guns and shit.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. I think that's how he said
it. He's a black guy.
Black guy's in the movie, sure.
Oh, but he's not the one that said yippee-ki-yay.
No.
So white guy.
I was going to say Sam Jackson. Nah, I don't know.
Well, Sam Jackson was in one of these movies.
Was one of them.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Damn, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Are you kidding me? It's a Christmas movie.
Oh, Die Hard.
Die Hard!
Die Hard!
Die Hard.
Yes. Die Hard. All right, here's another one. You talking to me? You talking to me?
Oh, that's Goodfellas.
Then who the hell else are you talking to? You talking to me?
It's Pacino. No, not Pacino.
Joe Pesci.
Well, I'm the only one here.
Damn.
That's Joe Pesci?
No, it's not Joe Pesci.
Is that Al Pacino?
It's not Al Pacino. You guys are on the right track.
It's not Taxi Driver?
Oh, there you go.
It was Taxi Driver?
It's Taxi Driver.
Who's in it?
It's Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
1976.
Yeah, it was one of those guys. Damn. Pacino.
You're going old school.
I got three more. All right. "They can take our wives, but they can never take our freedom."
Oh, Al Bundy. "Take my wife." That's Mel Gibson, Braveheart.
Yes, but did you know that they don't...
Is that the real quote?
No, they don't say wives.
Oh, they don't.
I always thought they meant wives. I'm like, why you want them to take your wives?
take them,
have you
please.
Met them? Have you met them?
No, it's lives.
Oh, lives. Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right, so there's two more. "I feel the need
for speed.
Top Gun.
It is Top Gun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn, Top Gun.
Top Gun, 1986. Jeez. One of the gayest films ever made, but it was pretty good.
But it was a great.
It was a great scene. All right, last one. Did I do this twice? No, maybe not.
So we'll get it right this time.
Yeah. "Go ahead, make my day."
That's Clint Eastwood.
Yeah? But the movie you probably won't get.
The
It's not a very well-known movie, but it's a very well-known quote.
The Good, the Bad, the Ugly.
No.
Dirty Harry.
No.
Dirty Harry.
No.
"Go ahead, make my day, punk."
Yeah, that's
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino.
Oh, no. No, it's Sudden Impact, 1980.
Oh, yeah, I would have not guessed that shit. Well,
thank you for playing, guys.
We did all right.
Yeah, we did all right.
Hey, this is Sebastian Santina, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
Yeah. Hey, so those songs, I mean, those movies now, are they classic or vintage? Or what would you categorize it, man? Because, you know what? I was heartbroken. Well, you know what? It gave me a reality check when I hear K-Earth now, and they play all the good songs that we used to hear when we were in college. That they were on Par 106 and all that shit.
Are those classics now
they play it on K-Earth.
Those are the classics, bro. They're from the 1900s.
For real, right?
And now let me take you back to the 1900s.
But what makes it a classic? What is it? What is the criteria for a classic?
It just has to be a banger.
Okay, that's number one.
Hey, I know where you're going with this. A bang bus.
A bang bus.
I say it has to be more than 20 years old.
Okay.
Would you agree, or do we say 30?
No, we're talking about classic or
classics.
Vintage?
Classics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic. It has to be more than at least 20 years.
20 would be safe.
Yeah. So anything that's done in 2005 can be considered a classic.
Right.
Yeah.
And would it still have to be like known by younger generations?
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that just could keep resurfacing.
Yeah, timeless, right?
Yeah. That kind of, what do you say, withstands the time?
What stands the test of time.
The test of time. Yeah. There you go. The testicles of times.
Yes.
Yeah. No, like Friday. Friday's is a great.
Oh, the movie Friday? Right.
Yeah, and it keeps, like, they reference it and all this stuff and everything. But it's actually old, too.
You know how many, like, references are made from the movie Friday?
A lot.
I mean, dude, like.
Still?
Still to this day. Like, I always say, like, well, what are you doing, building a clubhouse?
Yeah.
I always say that shit.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia, yeah.
Like, worm, I'd rather steal from mama than steal from you.
Big perm.
Yeah.
Like, man, it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do. Man, that's my favorite line.
I know. Man, I can't wait until my daughter's old enough so I can start showing her, like, that kind of classic type shit. You know what I mean?
Cause, yeah.
Yeah, right now she can't. Like, I know, like, one of my cousin Alex's son.
Oh, my God. How old is he now?
His son is only six or five. Wow. Maybe six. But, like, his mom. So my cousin Alex's wife, she plays like Biggie for him. Mm. So like we were at a Laker game and he was like singing like Biggie, 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 can't you see? I'm like, you know that fucking song? I was like, man.
Wow.
You know, so I thought that was kind of dope. Just classics, you know, classics that won't die. Like movie classics too, like The Sandlot.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Sandlot's good.
You know, I think that withstands the, what was it?
The test of time.
You know, shit like that. But I think, yeah, 20 years and that they're popular and they continue to be known. Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think because our generation now is more, like we're older, but yet we're still modern. So we bring up a lot of like those good, because now you like see t-shirts, you see like all these stuff like on social media and stuff. And it's kind of geared towards us, but it also attracts the young cats and stuff.
Like nowadays, I see a lot of Nirvana shirts.
Yeah, like Nirvana.
Oh, Pearl really?
Jam. Yeah. And I'm curious, like, do these kids listen to Nirvana or?
You know what they do?
Yeah. Okay.
They do. They do. They listen to Nirvana, Pearl Jam, all that stuff, right? And everything and stuff. So.
Oh wow!
I saw a girl with In Utero. I don't have it here, right?
Do
I have it in the album right there? She had a whole tattoo of the In Utero cover on her forearm.
What?
And I was like, you're young. She would look at least 22.
But see, I think, again, it goes to the parents that were, like, maybe really into all that stuff or anything. So, you know, it's kind of like us. Like, you know, we grew up with, like, what our parents heard, like Los Bukis, you know, Yonix, you know, Juan Gabriel and all that stuff. Like,
you got a tattoo of El Buki.
I do.
On your hip? Is that why your hip hurts?
I got Los Bukis and Los Yonix on each arm and stuff. So, yeah, but, I mean, you kind of carry those same, you know, kind of like thing. So I think the kids are also like that and stuff.
Yeah, and I think we're responsible for teaching our youth, man. Like I don't know. I think you see a lot of like kids now, and it's like they don't know shit, they don't know anything, or they're like into like all that trash that like that. I don't even know what rap is now. Like what?
It's all loops.
Yeah, like or what? What it's considered? You know what I mean? It's just like nah. Like you know, you want to teach them about the old school rap and I know it's like inappropriate for some kids, but it's just like I eventually I'm gonna teach my daughter about that shit because it's like hip hop is fucking hip hop.
Are you gonna wear your hat backwards when you
hell
talk
yeah.
to them?
Be like yo,
step into old school Nick.
Man, I was in a big debate online. Like with some people that are talking about like the 90s and shit.
Homeless people.
I realize that now. I didn't realize that before, but I was probably a homeless guy that I was debating. And to the Chicano Shuffle, it's not the what do they call it? Houseless? It's homeless. He's homeless. Like
or, houseless?
I don't know. What's a new term for homeless? I don't know.
Displaced.
I don't know. Like they have a word for it. It sounds really nice. It sounds nicer than that. But I was like, they're homeless. Stop changing the words, right? but I was just telling them like the best stuff, like the best music, the best movies, the best TV shows, the best art, or the best like clothing. It all came out of the 90s.
Yeah.
Right.
And there is no debate. And I was like, no, look at what's going on now. I'm like, it's all fucking trash. Like, there's nothing now that I feel can compare to what the 90s brought.
They try to argue that.
Because
there was this thing on a post on Instagram.
Because it's
true.
And they were
like, look who raised me and look who's raising you kind of thing. You know what I mean? And so, you know, back then it was like fucking Arnold and Rocky and fucking Apollo Creed.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
Al
like a bunch
Bundy.
Of fucking tough guys with fucking guns and lifting shit. And they're like, and look who's raising you. I even forgot who the
some
fuck they
are. Some wimpy motherfucker.
Yeah, some cheap shit. You know what I mean? And it's like that's why people are just different. The mentality is different.
It is.
I feel we're a lot stronger mentally than the kids now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, kids now will fucking cry over dumb shit and have like struggles with certain stuff where it's just like, man, fuck it. Like, pick yourself up and go. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Who cares? Just we're fucking Rocky 8, you know?
Hey, man, that song comes on right now.
That shit will pick you right back up.
Man, you'll be motivated as fuck to do whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, you feel invincible and shit. May not be true, but but it's just a different mentality, bro. It's sad. It's sad what society is right now.
I remember my dad telling me a story that he used to go watch the Bruce Lee movies in downtown L.A., like the Million Dollar or whatever it's called, right? And he said, like, man, I would come out of, like, downtown L.A. like at 11, 12
whooping everybody's ass.
And, yeah, he'd be feeling like, yeah, pumped up. Like, man, ain't nobody going to fuck with me right now and shit. And he lived far. He lived, like close to Slauson and Crenshaw. And he was like, it's a far fucking, like, bus ride home.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I just saw Rocky. I mean, Rocky. I just saw Bruce Lee. Like, I'm gonna work on these moves on these motherfuckers. And that's what it was back then, man.
Your dad wouldn't even talk in the bus. He'd be like, huh? He'd be like doing that Bruce Lee shit. Huh?
His speech wouldn't even match his lips. ¿Cómo estás? But that's the thing. Like, look at all the characters we used to have. You know, you have Bruce Lee, fucking Chuck Norris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, all them motherfuckers, man. It's crazy.
Shit, look at our toys, bro. When we used to go to the playground, everything was fucking metal. Everything was like 125 degrees and shit. And we used to like slide on the slide, and we'd get burned. We didn't give a fuck.
You left fucking half your thigh on the fucking
shit. Even sports and slide, shit. Yeah. In sports, it was hot as fucking. You'll play the whole game. Now you like gotta take little increments of breaks,
water breaks,
and all this shit. Get snacks at the end. Which parent's gonna bring snack?
Who's gonna bring the oranges?
Fuck, man. My dad just had. My dad like he would. If he remembered while he was getting his beer, he'll give me like a fucking Gatorade or some shit like that.
It's like, oh, my dad brought a cooler. It's like he probably brought some snacks.
Yeah, it's all beer
that's
and
all
shit.
His beer.
It's all his beer and shit. But yeah, man. I mean, I get you, man.
Yeah, man. But everything was, to me, everything was better in the 90s. Yeah. I think that we peaked as a society in art in the 90s. I mean, would you guys agree?
I think, and then everything, bro. Like, I think even in social interactions, like, you know, we were the generation that wanted to be outside of the house,
yep.
Wanted to play, wanted to stay out till the fucking lights came on. Like, mm-hmm.
not know? Only that, I think we were, like Jerry said, like we were the creative generation, because nowadays you have all this technology. Now you have AI kind of thinking for you. You have, you know, show me how to do this or you know, throw a party or some shit like that. And they'll spit it all out instead of trying to figure it out and shit. So
yeah, find me some friends.
Yeah. No, I mean, what is it? They have this necklace where now it's like my best friend or something like that. And you talk to it.
What?
Yeah. It's like an AI best friend and stuff. And you hang it on your neck and you talk to it every day and it talks back to you. And if you don't talk to it for certain days, it'll die.
Oh, shit.
It's kinda crazy, man.
Kind of like my best friend just died. What the
yeah.
Kind of like their spirit.
Yeah, that is yeah. tough.
It
man.
Learns about yeah. you. You talk about yourself. You're like, oh, you know, you talk to it like when you're having a bad day and they'll try to pick you up and stuff.
You know, that's who should buy those cards is those people with the AI friend.
Yeah.
So they can play with their friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And it gets to, no, and it's scary because, you know, that whole meta shit and everything, it gets to know you more than, you know, your friends and shit because you're telling them everything.
Right. I think in the future, bro, like I hope it's not like this, but I think that eventually people are going to live a virtual life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like people are going to stay in their homes and live in this virtual society.
But isn't that what people want and stuff? Kind of like, to be comfortable. I mean, nobody wants to be like feel awkward. Nobody wants to feel like scared. Nobody wants to feel misplaced. No, like everything you kind of want to do is feel comfortable. So I think, you know, in the future, you're not going to have, you know, this whole discomfort thing or anything, because everything's going to be, you know, you're going to get like the food you want. You're going to get like everything that, you know, your TVs, all the movies you want, everything like that, like social awkward, it's not going to be really a thing because, mm-hmm. you know, it's, I don't think it's going to exist because you're not going to be putting yourself in those situations.
Well, I think the reason they're so uncomfortable and they just don't feel like they're fitting in is because they don't put themselves out there. They're not actually out there, you know, just trying stuff, right, meeting right, people, right. like being uncomfortable. Like,
yeah, well, exactly. That's why you're not... In the future, there's not going to be that because now you have these avatars
mm-hmm.
where people play with each other, you know, yeah. kind of like their friends and stuff. And, you know, they're in the house and, look, you know, if they don't like the person, they just, you know, yeah. hang and, you know, what is it? A disconnect and that's it.
But the thing is, like, I think naturally, I think the human body craves interaction, bro. Like, I think it craves physical interaction.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would work for certain amount of time, you know what I mean? You live this virtual life and you're getting what you want. But eventually, I think it's going to lead to depression.
I don't mm-hmm. think so, man.
You don't think it'll lead to depression?
No. Just look at the people that are in solitary confinement. They're in the SHU 23 hours a day.
Yeah, but that's more of a punishment. No. I'm talking about people that...
No. Yeah, I know, but like these are people that are like criminals, right?
Uh-huh.
They're you can say that they have a lot of self-esteem, these fucking crazy-ass criminals,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if once they start getting segregated from like people and they are locked up for so many hours, they start going crazy. They start getting depressed and they start losing
that cabin
that
fever.
Sense of reality.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, we're just talking about people that are in jail. But if you confine yourself to like to be alone that much, I think it'll start happening. Like if you're in jail, like
for I think more of like, we think of it like that because we've had interaction with people. We know how it feels. We know, but like these young kids growing up, you know, they're not going to experience what it is to go out with friends and get shit faced, throw up on the fucking ground and have these stories or everything like that. Everything.
Right.
They're going to have this because they're going to be growing up with a tablet. They're going to be growing up with the fucking AI best friend, you know, that's telling them all these good things. They're going to grow up with home study. They're going to grow up with, you know, so they're not going to crave it because they don't know about it. That's the thing.
Yeah, I feel bad for them, bro.
Yeah,
but I really do believe what Mick was saying right now is mm-hmm. like the human body craves that interaction, mm-hmm. that one-on-one contact, and even touch, bro.
Yeah,
like you could touch yourself for just so long before it gets old, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Half the time I don't even want to look at my like dick anymore. I'm like,
well, what was that movie? What was that movie from? Where they fucking just. Put rings on their cone heads or something. Oh no, the one in the future, Judge Dredd.
Oh yeah,
remember Judge Dredd when he's like, oh, let's have intercourse on that, but it like he's thinking, you know, actual sex, and they use these fucking devices where they don't even touch each other, but they supposedly like climax and shit like that.
Right, right.
That's crazy, man. That's kind of like where we're going to and stuff.
Listen, yeah. If I could get sex 7 times a week, like maybe 3 times a day, I'm down with that. Like, I mean, if it's that easy, right?
Right, right, right. But then who's to say that your mind's not going to be preoccupied with other shit? Like, that's, like, maybe you won't even crave that after a while. Because I think, because in a relationship, I'm a believer of, in a relationship, having sex is the way a man connects with a woman. Bro.
Absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because if you're not having sex, I feel it feels different. Like
you feel detached.
Just, yeah, you feel detached. And when you have sex, like, you're like, okay. I like you again.
I like you again. You know what I mean? Get the clock restart.
Yeah. Right, right.
Break up to make
up. Yeah, here we go. You know, and that's the thing. And I think as men, like, you know what I mean? We connect different than women. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we crave that physical connection versus if, like, say we were putting fucking halos on our head and be like, all right, well, let's have sex.
Yeah.
Like,
But after, you know, the whole thing about, like, we're talking about the future, you know, I think they're not going to be able to feel like what we experience and all that shit and stuff. So I hope I'm wrong.
Right, right.
Well, like that shit is going to be suck.
Like Victoria said, I think the human body craves it. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I keep coming back to, because in the future they might make that normal, but they're still going to crave it. So there's going to be something missing in the soul of the person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, we're not cavemen anymore, but I feel we still have some animalistic caveman tendencies.
Yeah.
Fire.
Fire. You know, but I think it's there, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's just naturally embedded in our DNA, I hope so, man.
Because, like I said, I hope I'm wrong and stuff, because the way AI and all this shit they be talking about and everything, it's kind of scary, man.
No, it is very scary.
That shit is.
And I think it's just you lose it or you use it or lose it. That's just how it's going to work. Like, if you don't use your dick, it's going to fucking eventually going to fall off.
Yeah.
Right, Evolutionary-wise or whatever.
Right, they're like, yeah, you don't need that anymore. Like,
it's a tail now. it's a tail. Front tail.
Let's just move it to the back.
it just moves when it's happy.
Yeah, it's like your happiness. If you don't use your joy, the way that you kind of explore, try to look or pursue joy, you're going to lose that ability to you know, do that, you know? I don't even know how to say it because it doesn't compute in my brain. But in the future, if you don't look for people, like, you know, like how when we were kids, we went and we looked for our friends. We didn't even have to call them. We just knew where to find them, right?
Yeah.
And that was our joy, just the journey just to getting to their house or to wherever they are and shit, right?
Yeah, everything was an adventure.
You would see a bunch of bikes and shit, and you'd be like, oh, there they are.
Yeah, such house. Yeah.
So I think we're either going to use it, which is the social interaction, or we're going to lose it, and then that's the end of, like, civilization or society, I believe.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, I think the other thing would be, like, that people would stop reproducing.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? You're not really going out and whatever, meeting girls or we're going to stop reproducing.
All that thrill is gone, man.
Yeah. Fuck that, bro. Like, I can only touch myself so many times. I'd be like, man, this shit is weird.
It started denying me now.
Yeah. Even my dick is telling me no. Even my dick has a headache.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
Oh, we're missing that guy, huh?
Yeah,
he ain't coming back.
Nah, fuck no. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think something's falling off on him.
Probably.
Yeah, he's probably not using it no more. Wait, if he was here, he'll be like, what did he say? All right. Yeah. Come to the end of the show.
No!
What? Yeah. You know, it was good. It was good to good 2026 start off.
Yeah. Can't believe this is the first show of the year.
That's crazy, man.
We're already, right? What, 3 weeks in? Oh, my goodness.
Dude, January is flying.
It went quick. Yeah, I know.
Flying by, bro.
That is not cool.
I feel like I'm still, like, paying for the damn tamales, you know, from the fucking December and shit.
Dude, you know. I'll chime in after.
Yeah, but definitely good time, you know, and you know, look forward to next week and stuff. And, you know, with that, let's go Dodgers. And, yeah. And, next week is, I don't know, we'll talk about it, the Super Bowl and shit. Mm. Do we think is a good show, you know, a good halftime show?
I think it's going to be an amazing show.
Or you think it's going to be like we need to be more inclusive?
Well, let's talk about it really, really quick. You know that Green Day has been added to the bill?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, they're going to open the show.
Yeah, they are.
Shit.
And that's because, I'm not sure if you know, he's had like anti-MAGA strong that's come out recently. And I think that's why he was at it.
So do you think that the NFL is just trying to stick it to
I think
it's
so.
A political thing.
Yeah, because do you know that the lady that is going to sing the national anthem is LGBTQ plus
but
one
you know
plus
he said
five.
And undocumented.
Might as well throw it in there, huh?
Yeah.
But you know what? I know the halftime show is done by Roc Nation, which is Jay-Z. Stuff. So it's not really the NFL that you know,
they're not.
But
the
I'm sure they have a some say.
Some say, right?
So, you know, but yeah, I think it's gonna be a great show, man.
Yeah, I think Bad Bunny. I don't know what he's gonna do, but I want him to bring out all the singers that he has collaborated with, and just to show the world that, like, man, because he's collaborated with Drake.
Yeah,
he's collaborated with Dua Lipa. He's collaborated with a lot of like Spanish artists as well, and he's just like pretty much everywhere. He's done like rancheras and done all kinds of shit. So, like, he's like world music, and just to show like, hey man, we're all united.
And it's true. And you know what? I think that's what people don't get. Like the people that are like MAGA or whatever and stuff like that. They're like, oh, American football and stuff like that. But like, man, like, you know, football is across the world and shit. Right, you know, they have fans all over and stuff. So why? I don't know. They just like very narrow minded and stuff like that. And then we stood through some crazy ass honky shit, you know, before and stuff.
Yeah.
There's some whack ass what is it? A Super Bowl thing and stuff. I just can't remember which one. But I'm like, why the hell they put that? But
so
either way,
it's gonna make a political statement. But I think overall, like you guys were saying, like hopefully everybody picks up that there's a greater. Like, it's for the greater good, I think. You know what I mean? It's just, it's going to give off a sense of unity.
I know my wife is going to be really excited because she loves Bad Bunny.
Oh, she's a big Bad Bunny fan.
Yes.
El Conejo Malo. Yeah, no, and then it's going to be his first U.S. Concert here and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was boycotting it and shit.
Yeah. Well, no, he was boycotting doing concerts
here. Yeah.
Just because he didn't want his people, like the people showing up to his concerts, getting rounded up by ICE. He didn't want to be responsible for that.
Well, you know they say that ICE is going to be showing up at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Shit, force.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of immigrants showing up to
the game.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they'd be forking out $10,000 for a ticket.
Like, I was born here, and I can't afford to go.
Exactly. Fuck that. I'm good at home.
Yeah, so it's going to be good, man. So, you know, with that, you know, take it away, Nick.
Oh, man. I was going to say, fuck, what was I going to say? And I fucking forgot already.
The tamales?
You said something about tamales?
Well, I was telling you about I'm still paying for the tamales, like the whole gaining all that weight and shit.
Oh,
and
the gaining weight. Man, I went to go get my haircut on,
What does that have to do with tamales?
No, I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
So, and my haircut lady has never commented on my weight. Never in 20 fucking years. And she's like, ha subido de peso.
Whoa!
And I've been, for those that don't speak Spanish, she's like, you've gained some weight. And I'm like, the only thing I could say was like, yeah, I've been eating a lot of tamales. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, fuck. But it kind of made me feel fat. You know what I mean? But I looked at myself. I went home. I cut my hair. I'm like, you know what? She was looking at the Mick with the big hair.
Yeah.
After you cut your hair, I'd look 20 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
I go, I should have said, what now, bitch?
You recognize me?
She's like, where do you go? Yeah, but no, that was that. But yeah, good episode, man. I had a good time and a lot of laughs and a lot of good topics. Happy early birthday to Shomar.
Got
a birthday coming up.
56, bro?
Nah, I ain't no 56.
56? Nah, not 56. Oh, my bad.
46.
Oh, 46.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
How fast they're going?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got a 56-year-old.
You don't even,
hip.
Like, you know, I think at this age, at what age did you stop really Not paying attention, but more like celebrating or trying to do something. Or something
where it's like a big deal to celebrate.
Kinda like, yeah, like I think it was like in my 30s, like 32 or something. I think it was kind of like where 30, I kind of like.
35, I think was like kind of like.
Yeah, afterward you're like, oh, yeah, yeah, it's my birthday and stuff. Yeah. But like, you know.
Because I thought about my 40th, but my 40th fell in COVID.
Oh.
Yeah, so then I was like, after that, I'm like, nah, I'm good.
I know there's people that like they just love celebrating their birthday. They even do like birthday months and stuff. Yeah. And now I'm like, you know, I'm like, yeah, it's my birthday and stuff. Yeah. You know, cool and stuff, but not like back then.
You just hope for birthday sex. That's all you hope
that's
for.
That's it, bro. That's it, and then you're good.
Yeah, at this age, that's all you need.
Fucking Barlos, I heard Barlos wears a sash all month. Fucking princess.
And a crowd.
My God. If I get dirty, motherfucker. but with that said, man, happy early birthday. And what do I say? Oh, what a very good soup. Ba 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 dee. Ba 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 doo.
And this week, I want you guys to see a movie that just came out. I feel that just came out because I never seen it. It's called The Rip.
Oh, yeah. They've been talking about it.
The Rip.
Is it new?
It just came out.
I just turned on Netflix, I think it was.
It just came out and stuff with Ben Affleck and...
Yeah, and I really didn't really...
Matt Damon.
I had no high hopes for it, right?
Yeah.
But I always start watching the trailer because my wife is like, she's like, not that one. And like sometimes we are watching trailers for about an hour.
Stop.
And we don't watch a movie. I just start playing YouTube and I was like, fuck it. No, you're not going to watch anything.
No movie today.
And this time, it was not even like 20 seconds into it. She's like, yeah, that looks good. Let's go. And, dude, this movie had everything, bro, except no boobies.
No boobies.
What the fuck is wrong with these people nowadays, man? See, all the great movies were in the 90s. But it's still a really, really well-made film.
Yeah.
And I think if it would have been in the theater, it would have been even better. But nothing comes out in theater anymore.
What's it called again?
It's called The Rip.
The Rip.
And it's based in Florida, I think. I'm not even sure what part. Miami, probably. Miami-Dade, Florida. Mm-hmm. And they're the TNT team. So if you remember TNT team from Bad Boys, it kind of goes on that same trajectory of, like, you know, like drugs and all that stuff. And they're looking – they're the special task force.
Hmm.
And it's pretty good. I think you guys will like it.
You know, in a little trivia that I heard, you know, mm-hmm. talking about Matt Damon and Ben Affleck and stuff is that, you know, the accent, the Boston accent, you heard about it, right? Mm-hmm. That it's slowly disappearing.
Really? Why is that?
Because they're no longer like people are just not embracing it as much.
They're not proud. They're correct.
They're kind of somewhat correcting, you know, their speech and everything. But a lot of accents like the Bronx and all that shit, they're all also fading away and stuff. They say they won't leave completely, like disappear. But, you know, as the kids get older and everything with social media and all stuff like that, you know, the accent starts kind of leaving.
That's not wicked smart. That's not wicked smart at all. So, yeah, no, but it's
a good movie.
You know, just a little side note. I've seen Matt Damon in person. He's a lot smaller than he does appear in the movies.
Yeah, most people are.
He's a small dude. He's like, I'm like, that's him. I can take him.
That's how you measure.
I can take him.
That's a smart boy.
And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. You do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions move to tears, to be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.